All right, now it's time to check in with the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, who joins us on the line after what I'm told was an extremely successful Hillsboro holiday parade over the weekend, which I'm really sorry I missed this year, but by all accounts, a really, really terrific event. So, Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to join you, Aaron. And you did miss a good one. Of course, I know the hill there and had a float there and was a part of the parade. And what a nice community event. Very well attended. The weather cooperated. Weren't quite sure until the last minute, but we had very good weather. And then quite a large, maybe a record-breaking gathering for the tree lighting ceremony after the parade. We usually get lots and lots of kids circle around. They count down and the tree lights go on. This is a new tree that has replaced the older one there at the old courthouse. And so, as we say, a good time was had by all. It was quite a very special community, a community gathering.
And we'll talk about more upcoming holiday events here in a couple of minutes. But before we do, again, the kind of the big event in Hillsboro tonight is that county commissioners meeting with the swearing in of the two new commissioners. We'll be electing a new board chair. So a lot of kind of transitional events and logistical things to get through this evening. But that brings up the question of intergovernmental cooperation that we all have had and have really tried to focus on over the last really 10, 15 years. And by all accounts have made quite a bit of progress in terms of cooperation and camaraderie between county boards and town boards versus the very beginning of this century, maybe a little bit more contentious than they are now. How is that going with respect to the relationship between Hillsboro and the Board of County Commissioners, and where do you see that relationship going now that we're going to have two new commissioners on the board?
Well, I feel very positive about it. And of course, I will be in attendance to both give a fond farewell to Mia Burrows and Barry Jacobs. Barry Jacobs in particular has, of course, lived in the Hillsboro area and at Moorfields, is one of the historic homes that's just outside of town. And so really appreciate his many, many years of service. I feel like I need to give a shout out to him just because of that many years that we've worked very closely together. He was the chair when I was first elected mayor, something like 13 years ago. And I think we hit off on a very good note. I worked quite a bit with Leadership Triangle and sort of believed in a kind of regional perspective and cooperation. And I think our board has done the same. And with one or two exceptions, which I think are all behind us, we have very good relationships with county, and it's really, really important. Probably the metaphor is like in Chapel Hill, there's the university, and that town-gown relations is very important. In Hillsboro, you've got county government. Hillsboro is the county seat, and so many of the county offices are located here, and then you have town government. You know, town has a few over 100 employees. I mean, we're small budget-wise in many ways, and there's many of the things that we could not do in Hillsboro if it wasn't for the support that we get from county government. You know, our visitor center, the cooperation we have on the parks and Riverwalk, and just dozens and dozens of ways. It just seems like it's works really, really well. And I think the commissioners kind of recognize Hillsboro is the county seat. And some commissioners are more familiar than others just by virtue of location. Orange County is a big place. But I feel like that we have a very good relationship. And we pay attention to these ceremonial moments that are really important in local government.
And you kind of answered this already, but I was wondering how you perceive sort of the actions or non-actions of the Board of County Commissioners based on how many members of the board either live or have significant connections to Hillsboro. Do you see that Hillsboro gets shorter shrift or longer shrift depending on the makeup of the board, or is everyone sort of attuned to where Hillsboro is coming from?
Well, there certainly are some differences. I mean, I think, I firmly believe that there's not a commissioner up there who isn't wanting to do what's right for everybody in the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Earl McKee is going to be really familiar with Hillsborough. Renee Price is going to be really familiar with Hillsborough. Some of the other commissioners, a little bit less so. Sally Green has spent a lot of time in Chapel Hill, but she has some familiarity. Jim Zeta, I had a chance to see a couple months ago and just sort of sit down with Sally and Jimnetta, and we did a kind of a driving tour throughout Hillsborough and just talked to us sort of as an orientation. So I think everyone is really interested. People have a different knowledge base, and that's also helpful to us because, you know, we need to have our connections throughout the county and through Chapel Hill and other parts of the community too. And so having county commissioners that we feel like we can approach is very, very important to us. So I believe, again, that our board and the county board really works hard to try to instill cooperation and to kind of work together. And I'll say the same thing for the staffs as well. That there's you know, clean communication and its differences. County is pretty big compared to the town of Hillsborough, and but we usually, whenever there's anything that comes up that we have a mutual interest in, and that happens a lot with development, we you know, usually able to sit down and kind of work things out and you know, follow a fair process to. Try to make good decisions that are in the best interest of everybody.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, that the meeting of the county board is tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock in the Witted Building up in Hillsborough. But everyone's invited to come early for that opening reception, beginning at 6:00. Let's talk about Hillsborough specific things. Give us an update on the thing that we have been kind of following for the last couple of months now, which is the progress on construction on the West End.
Well, yes, and it's you know, getting close to winding up. The focus for the last couple of weeks has been extending that last little part of trail from Gold Park up to Ena Mountain Road, the bridge, and Allison Street. They got the trail paved, the asphalt down last week. I think they're going to try to finish up the curbing and the last, maybe the guardrails up. That's that is a DOT road, so we're still trying to coordinate a lot of things with DOT. But that looks like that's pretty well coming to some closure. The intersection at the, I call the bottom of Nash Street, where you see Hillsborough Barbecue and Witz and Nash Street Tavern, that commercial area has been configured with a stop sign. I don't think the stop sign yet, as of when I was through there the other day, they still haven't quite unveiled the stop sign, but you can clearly feel like it's a three-way stop now, as opposed to this kind of through very sharp right turn curve that people would drive through when the crosswalks are in. So you'll certainly see signs of construction going on for the next few weeks, and we really encourage people to be careful when they're driving through the areas. But it's coming along now, and it really looks good. It's so much safer, and it's just going to look good. So we're happy with it.
Awesome. Again, HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information about the events and happenings calendar for things going on in town. And Mayor, we began by talking about the Hillsborough Holiday Parade that just wrapped up. I know a lot of upcoming events are happening as well that you're really excited about. What are some of those?
Oh, well, sort of a couple of biggies is next weekend. Next Sunday is the home tour, the candlelight tour. I think it's like the 32nd one of these tours. The theme this year is going to be taken from the book 27 Views of Hillsborough. That was the first in the series done by a local publisher and editor, Elizabeth Woodman. And there's now what's called 27 Views of Greensboro and Nashville and books all around North Carolina. But the 27 Views of Hillsborough is the first, and had several writers like Lee Smith and Jill McCorkle and some lesser known, but equally, you know, very capable and talented and very gifted writers. And they will be doing some pop-ups at the different homes to do little readings. And so that's just going to be a lot of fun. So that's next Sunday. Encouraging people to get advance tickets for that. And I believe you can get that at the Chamber website. And then and I think there's links to that, of course, in the Visit Hillsborough, visithillsboroughnc.com. And do want to put in a plug for the upcoming Solstice Lantern Walk. That's scheduled for the 21st. But you remember that you need to have a lantern to be able to walk in that. You know, usually there's like 1,500 people who walk in that. I think it's going to be a big one this year. It's scheduled for 5:45 on December 21st. You do need to register in advance. There's lantern making kits that are available at the Arts Council. You do need to register at the Arts Council website. And this is going to be in kind of an important solstice walk. I think we're going to be saying goodbye to the sight to behold stickwork sculpture. It is clearly, you know, wearing down, and will probably have to be removed. I doubt it's going to make it to the next solstice. So we're do want to say goodbye. Certainly, we're looking for some additional new artworks that are going to be happening. The Arts Council is working with, you know, the tree that was taken down. They're going to be doing an RFP to be building another, using that wood to do a public piece of art that would be an entrance to Riverwalk. So we'll continue to see some lovely public art in that area, but it'll be time to say goodbye to the stickwork. And so this is going to be an important lantern walk for all of us in the community. And it's just a lot of fun too.
Yeah, definitely. Again, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings. hillsboroughnc.gov for the town government website, including upcoming meetings of the board and other things as well. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.